The transport agency has estimated 95% of the country's open roads should have their speed limit dropped from 100 kilometres an hour to between 60 and 80 kilometres an hour. The agency has today released its online risk assessment tool called Megamaps, which calculates what the ideal speed limit should be using information such as crash history, road conditions and traffic volumes. It's also recommending speed reductions on most city streets down to between 30 and 40 kilometres an hour. Their public release comes after Transport Minister Julianne Genta last month said the government's Vision Zero Road Safety Plan seeks to drop the number of road deaths by half in the next decade, and one tool was to reduce speed limits. The Road Transport Forum represents the trucking industry. Its chief executive is Nick Leggett, who is with us. At the Marie. Have you heard directly from NZTA about this?
No, not directly. And obviously that's a concern. We would hope to be engaged directly and comprehensively over a period of time, as should, I think, most communities in New Zealand. This is a proposition, it seems, to reduce speed limits everywhere. That's going to make it incredibly hard for a lot of Kiwis to go about their daily lives, for us to get exports to market. I mean, it is about, sadly, slowing New Zealand down and potentially making it a lot less productive.
Trucks aren't allowed to go at 100 anyway, though, are they?
No, they're not. No, the speed limit is 90 for trucks. And the worry for us is if you make that 60, you are making it much, much harder for the New Zealand economy to be productive, for people to be able to move their goods around the country. And, the economy will suffer. I mean, we're a country that we're long and thin. We obviously don't have the sort of population that can subsidise mass transit as a lot of people would like, that international cities have, through public transport and other means. So we do rely on roads. We do have a reliance on roads. And what we've seen in the last couple of years is a defunding of the roading budget. So if you talk to people who use the roads a lot, like I do, people who drive trucks, the conditions are wearing, have been worn down, and that's going to continue. And sadly, it feeds into this, I think, this ideological agenda that we're seeing play out. I
mean, well, hang on a minute, though. Will it make it safer?
Well, what is safety, Susie? Like, there are many factors that affect road safety. There are many factors that affect safety everywhere, and speed is one of them.
But does that mean that speed is not one of the more important ones?
Well, I think speed is important, and actually last year, at the end of last year, we backed the associate minister's move to put $1.4 billion into road safety projects that would have lowered speed on dangerous hotspots. But, you know, we're already 20% of the way through the time that she set for that, and we've seen no real evidence of any action in those hotspots.
So I'm not quite clear in that case. Are you supporting that speed should be lowered? Because, I mean, 6,922 people have been killed in road accidents since 2000.
That's right, and speed will have been a factor in a number of those deaths.
45,000 have received serious injuries as a result. So surely the time is now to drop the speed on our roads, if there ever is one.
So let's look internationally. We'd be so out of step with the world, who have much lower number of deaths on their road. If you look at the UK and of obviously parts of Europe and Australia, dropping speeds they haven't dropped speeds. They've actually, in many cases, got much higher speeds on their roads.
But they've got much better roads as well, though, Mr. Leggett.
And that's the point, is it not?
Yeah, if you're going to, unless you're going to wholesale change the entire roading system around the country, and I have no idea what the figure would be as a price tag on that, then surely we have to do something else to make sure that people are not being killed.
Well, look, it'd be much cheaper than the tens of billions that would need to be spent on rail to do the same thing. I think we do have to have a plan and priority about transport in this country, you know, and it needs to go beyond the ideological moves of the particular government at a time. If a government's pro-roads or anti-roads, we need a 50-year plan that says that this is what New Zealand needs out of a transport system. We need to move people around safely. We need to move goods to market so the economy can perform.
Sure, but in the meantime, Mr. Leggett, if the roads are not good enough, do we have any other choice than in the short term at least to drop the speeds to stop people being killed and maimed on the roads?
In 2017, the government cut 20% out of the highways budget. So perhaps the roads would be better if we prioritise them more now. Safety.
But even if you prioritise the roads right now, that's not going to make a difference right now, because these things take time. So what I'm saying, what the question I'm asking is, should we short term drop the limit, drop the speed limit, while infrastructure is changed?
No, I think we should prioritise infrastructure spend, and I think we should look at all the factors.
So you don't think the speed limit should be dropped to save people's lives?
There will be an urgency in looking at speed limits in some black spots, and I don't think anybody would argue with that.
But if you look at the maps, pretty much all of the roads are the black spots.
These are just maps, Susie. Can you explain to me the policy and the thinking behind and the evidence that will show us that reducing speed limits here on all New Zealand roads will save lives?
I'm not the NZTA, but what I do know is that the road toll is going up.
That's right, and I think that most of us...
So isn't it time to drop the speed limits down?
Well, if that has a measurable impact on road deaths, I think it's one of the ways, but don't we want to actually see the options canvas? Don't we want to see people and communities and businesses engaged with before the sort of wholesale ideological assault on road users and people who, you know, rely on roads for their livelihood, which of course is most New Zealanders. I think people recognise that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and speed will be a factor in many cases. But actually it's about driver skills, it's about the condition of roads and the amount that we invest in roads to make them safe. It's about alternative transport uses where possible. So let's see that all put out in front of us rather than just policy on the hoof, you know, based on some pretty pictures.
Thank you.
New Zealanders deserve more than that, I think.
Thank you very much for your time. Nick Leggett there from the Road Transport Forum.